And this is 88.9 FM KUCI, broadcasting from the University of California in Irvine and live all over the globe and Middle Earth at KUCI.org. And this is What Would Arwen Do? My name is Tani Tenuviel, and I say to you this morning, Sui Laid Amigovanin, to all my elf friends. And this is the show where I ask, if a Middle Earth elf lived in 21st century Southern California in Orange County, what might her life look like? How would she celebrate and support the arts, music, her community, and the preservation of Earth, its beauty, resources, and creatures? In Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, A Guide to Middle Earth, Colin Duryea writes, in his invented mythology of Middle Earth, Tolkien intended that his elves were an extended metaphor of a key aspect of human nature. This elven quality in human life was a central preoccupation of Tolkien's. Elves, like dwarves, hobbits, and the like, partially represent human beings. In Tolkien's mythology, elves represent what is high and noble in human beings. In particular, they represent the arts in their highest form, work done in the image of God and his created world. The elves may in fact be taken as a metaphor of human culture, highlighting its meaning. In one of his own letters, J.R.R. Tolkien stated, "The doom of the elves is to be immortal, to love the beauty of the world, to bring it to full flower with their gifts of delicacy and perfection, and when the followers come, to teach them and make way for them." I believe the elves understood that with great privilege and gifting comes a responsibility, a sort of noblesse oblige, and that it was their calling and their great joy to live in contribution and service as a natural response to the abundance of their lives and out of their great love for the hope and beauty of the world and its creatures. Hope and courage were predominant themes in J.R.R. Tolkien's work. My passion as an elf is to be a catalyst for courage, that those who have creative gifts and callings would not lose hope in bringing those gifts into the world to enrich and preserve it. And so, having this incredible privilege of having a public affairs show here at KUCI 88.9 FM in beautiful Irvine, California, and living as an elf here in Orange County, when things come up that I want to think about more deeply, I like to ask the question, what would Arwen do? And I'm Tani Tenuviel, and you are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, and also streaming live on the internet and all over Middle Earth at KUCI.org. It's very natural that the animals and people very often talk with each other. And so this morning, I am very excited to have as my special guest Renee McDuffie. And Renee is the director of the Orange County chapter of New Entrepreneurs. This NEW stands for Networking for Empowering Women here in Orange County. And she is also an animal whisperer. So for the first part, we're going to talk to Renee about her work with the NEW Entrepreneurs, and which I just was privileged to meet her at a meeting last Tuesday. Renee, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Tani, thank you so much for having me.
You are so delightful. It was such a pleasure to meet you at the meeting for New Entrepreneurs, which was at, is that called the Clubhouse restaurant at South Coast Plaza?
Restaurant, yes.
And just for our listeners, what is the New Entrepreneurs? What kind of a networking group is that?
Well, it is, as you mentioned, it's actually NEW stands for Network for Empowering Women Entrepreneurs.
Uh-huh.
And it is for women. And, you know, it's a strong business. The way I like to describe it is it's a strong business networking structure where it is all about business. However, we've got these women with open hearts, and there's this spiritual undercurrent running the entire time.
Yes, it was so delightful to be there. There was probably, what, about 30 people, 30 or 35?
Actually, there were 22 exactly.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. It was so delightful, though. The energy in that room was just incredible. And it was interesting because my understanding is that a lot, sometimes these days groups that are for women, because one of the women remarked that she was so glad to actually be in a group that was for women, because sometimes I guess there are groups that have men in them, and men are wonderful. But it sometimes it's just so sweet to be in the presence of other women, women who are doing something with their lives, and each person that I talked to just felt like not only were they passionate about what they were doing, but they also were very passionate about giving to other women, acknowledging other women, making a contribution in the world, whether it was PK, who is wonderful, a feng shui consultant, or another girl who does image makeovers, you working with animals. I mean, Patricia, my friend Patricia Hirsch, who is a life coach, was there. And just these women all just, I mean, the energy was so sweet and so strong in that room.
Wasn't it, though? Yeah. You know, Tanya, I'm really noticing a trend that I think's been coming for some time, that here we are, we're women who are operating so strongly from our masculine aspects. You know, we're out in the world, we're working, we're, mm-hmm. we're bringing in an income, we're helping to support the family. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things this group does in particular is it helps, not only are we doing the masculine side and we're doing the business generation and we're doing our passion, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. which is so important to us, but we're also able now, and I feel like it's really timely, to bring in the feminine aspects into our business realm.
Mm-hmm.
And have that be also a very strong part of how we do business, not only with other women, but also with men, of course.
Yes. And that was one of the things that I noticed with great joy at the group, was that it really was about women sharing what they do, sharing encouragement to other women, but there was not one word of men bashing, which I really love that, because I think that, for myself, I don't understand sometimes why women are so angry at men, at the way things are in the world now. The way that things are in the world now are the exact way that they need to be in order for us to move forward from where we are.
Exactly.
And you know what? Men are wonderful, and we should celebrate their differences. And we now, I mean, especially as women here in America, we have opportunities that we've never had before. So why don't we focus on the opportunities and giftings and ability, you know, things that we have available to us now, celebrate what we can do and celebrate what men can contribute, and that we do it in synergy with each other. And instead of bashing men, celebrate who they are, but also celebrate our special differences.
Exactly. And men are fantastic. And, you know, there's lots of opportunities out there to go out and network with them and do business with them. Mm-hmm. And I highly encourage everyone to do that, because they do. They bring a lot to the party.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think we would have had in the room, as you and I both witnessed. Do you remember Candace Young, the hairstylist?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's the one I was trying to remember. Yes.
Remember when she stood up and gave her acknowledgments?
Mm-hmm.
And how when she stood, she was tears were coming from her eyes, and she said she was feeling the heart in the room.
Yes.
Being empathic, she said she was feeling the heart of, when every woman spoke, she was speaking from her heart.
Yes.
Which is, I think, something that women have forgotten to do. You know, we remember our hearts when we're nurturing our children, and we're with our husbands, and we're with our, you know, intimate girlfriends and whatever, but what about bringing that to the global community?
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Yes, and Mike's here with me. Mike, what do you think about a group for networking for empowered women?
Well, I think it's a great thing. I think anytime people can come together in common purpose for a positive cause, positive idea, then I think that's always a good thing, whether it be religion or politics or social circles or whatever it might be. And I agree with you. I would disagree, and I'm gonna bash males because I can.
No.
Well,
I'm just on my show.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just say for the sake of not getting too far political here, but I've said this before, and I do think that this is true, that if women were able to enjoy the same rights as men do around the world, it would go a very long ways towards solving many of the world's biggest problems.
Absolutely.
And I think it's one of the most significant factors in a lack of progress towards solving hunger, issues of hunger, and issues of economic issues, you name it, healthcare issues.
Yeah.
Women just do not enjoy the same rights. And when we've achieved that.
Well, and we live in a perfect time in history, though, I believe, for us to come into you know, it may sound like a kind of a spiritual, but a different kind of level of consciousness, actually, with regards
well,
to
I hope you're right.
the celebration of what men and right. women both have to contribute. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny because the woman I live with the other night, I came in and she had on that show, because I don't watch TV, but every once in a while I get glimpses of things, and she had on that show about about the woman president.
Oh, okay.
And I just think, I watched a little bit of it, and I thought, you know, this is like really cool, and because I thought, you know, this could happen someday. This could actually happen.
I think it could happen.
Look at what's happening in Chile. They just
I think it'll happen
president.
Within our lifetime, certainly.
Yeah.
I think it will.
And that's not to say that there's anything wrong with a man president, but I just love that for the first time in history, you know, these types of things are possible. And Renee, one of the things I loved about the new entrepreneurs, because it is, you know, there are times when it's great to work in business or in synergy with men, but there's times even, I think, in the business realm where it's just nice to come together with other people of your own gender and mm-hmm. celebrate what it is that you bring. And I think sometimes there's a safety, because we women do tend to be much more nurturing, and to be able to feel free to, as Candace did, to stand up, to acknowledge other women, to be able to feel such love that, you know, that literally it was bringing tears to our eyes. I think it was bringing tears to a lot of our eyes, and to feel that it was kind of okay to do that without, you know, anybody rolling their eyes or anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, the I do want to say, as far as people, the new entrepreneurs group actually meets. Is that the first Tuesday or the second?
It's the second Tuesday of the month.
Uh huh.
And in July, it'll be July 11th. As you mentioned, we just had ours this week. And it is held every month at the Clubhouse Restaurant at South Coast Plaza. It's the Bristol exit off the 405 for anyone who's not familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Clubhouse just does a fabulous job. I mean, wasn't that meal wonderful?
It was just delightful. And the young lady who was serving us was just so sweet and gracious, and we were out there on the terrace, and it was so beautiful, and I just loved the fact that a bird came, and
bird,
a little
I
bird
know.
Was up in the rafters just cooing away, and it must have been a female bird. She must have just said, oh, I want to just hang out with these women for a while.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I do want to give out the website for the new entrepreneurs in case there are women out there that are interested, or in case there are men who would like to tell some of their women friends about the new entrepreneurs, and their website is www.newentrepreneurs.com, and that's newentrepreneurs.com. And I also happen to know that if you Google new entrepreneurs, that comes up too. So it's a very easy website to find. And there's information about how this organization got started. There are meetings all over the place, several in Southern California. I'm very excited about the fact that you're having meetings in Orange County now.
Right.
Yeah. So, and for that first meeting, 20 something people was pretty cool.
Yes. And speaking of websites, you know, anyone, men included, can go onto the website and sign up. Well, actually, there's a different way to sign up for the newsletter, which is a really awesome newsletter that comes out a couple times a month.
Uh-huh. Oh,
right. And it's newnewsletter.com.
Uh-huh.
And you can subscribe. You don't have to be a member to New Entrepreneurs. You can just receive the newsletter every month. And it's just a really neat way, and especially if you're not in the Southern California area, but uh-huh. you want to stay connected, uh-huh. perhaps you're on vacation or you've gone off to school or whatever in another state,
you can
still stay connected with the group and with the energy of the group, which, you know, I mean, it's amazing. You know, as you mentioned, it did start up here. It actually started up in Santa Monica.
Oh, really?
And a couple of different chapters have opened up since Santa Monica opened, and the Orange County is the last one, the latest one to open.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are women and men who are members all across the country.
Hmm. Wow, that's wonderful.
I know. In fact,
you know, I wonder if they have. We should think about having like a message board, because I belong actually to a Tolkien message board. So I stay in touch with friends. I have friends in New Zealand, England, France that I get to talk to. I actually met some of them a couple of years ago at the gathering up in Toronto. But we still stay connected and talk about our passion for Tolkien via our message board. And wouldn't that be cool? Maybe to have a message board or something for new entrepreneurs.
Well, there is something somewhat similar to that. Oh. It's not so much in conversational style. Uh-huh. However, the, New Entrepreneurs has a virtual meeting every month.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so you and you get to do your little round robin. So you get, in a sense, you get to stand up and say, or not stand up, but you get to, each person has a turn to say their name, the name of their business, and where they're calling from.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're talking to people all across the country, and it's just really, really fun. In fact, what spawned from this, you know, all across the country type attitude is a Boston chapter.
Oh, really? So is that the first one out of Orange County?
Out of L.A. Yeah, out of California.
I mean, out of, I'm
yeah,
sorry, out
of branch off of the Santa Monica chapter.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great. So how many chapters are there at this point? Four? Or three?
There are four, I believe, altogether.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's great. This is a very exciting time. Then it's kind of new, you know, a little bit in the birth of this, not only this organization, but kind of this movement for networking empowered women. So it's very cool. There's I wanted to mention also again the website. My guest this morning, in case you're just tuning in, this is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, and this is Tani Tanuvio here on What Would Arwen Do, interviewing Renee McDuffie, who is the director of the Orange County Chapter of New Entrepreneurs and an animal whisperer, and we're talking right now a little bit about the New Entrepreneurs organization. Their website is www.newentrepreneurs.com, and that is a network for empowering women entrepreneurs. And Renee, I wanted to mention also that there is a retreat that's coming up in September here in Southern California. Actually, it's September 15th through 17th that the New Entrepreneurs is hosting. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, and there is more information on the website. You can go on and read about that. Mm-hmm. And by all means, feel free to call. You know, if you have questions, or send an email. Nikki Heskin is the what's her new title now? Managing director. She's a delightful person, and you can send her an email, and she's very prompt, and she'll get back to you and answer any questions anyone might have about that.
And
it's just, you know, it's 2.5 days of what you get in every single New Entrepreneurs meeting that you attend, and, you know, helping to take your business to the next level, whatever that looks like for you individually.
Well, one of the things I really liked about when I was reading about it, and I think Nikki may have shared this also, was that this is not like a general business retreat kind of meeting. It said the only notes you need to take will be in your journal, and there was some other thing. So this is really going to be not like focusing on how to build your business so much as it is really a time to connect with other women, nurture ourselves. Not that, I mean, absolutely business ideas and business concepts and new possibilities come out of interactions in those kind of scenarios. But I really liked that this is a retreat, not actually a conference. will be a very special time.
And, you know, what's been determined, too, what's really been found, is that we can put as much attention on our business, as developing our business, as we want, and it'll succeed. And if we don't also put our equal amount of attention, if not more, on our personal and spiritual development, you know, it may not be as successful as we would want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So by putting that attention on our personal and spiritual development, we're allowing our business to flourish even more.
Right. And I really love, too, because elves really believe about living in contribution. Otherwise, we would just all sail away to Valinor. But we actually derive a great deal of joy by, I know I do. I just feel like I am so blessed to live in Orange County, to live, you know, in Newport Beach, to wake up every morning to the birds singing. I can actually go down. And I don't take any of that for granted. I am so blessed for it, and I am so grateful. I have some of the most wonderful, empowered women in my life that sometimes I just think, you know, who am I that I even get to know these women? They're so incredible.
But it's all so timely. People come into our lives at just the right time.
I know, and it's so wonderful. And it's like you said, though, it's like, because I really believe that if you're living in contribution, if you're doing that thing that you're called to do, kind of fulfilling your own personal legend, like Paulo Coelho talks about in The Alchemist, fulfilling and pursuing your own personal legend, then the universe provides what you need and brings the other people into your life. And it's like, that's why I was so excited when I found out, when Patricia told me about the new entrepreneurs meeting, because I just thought, oh gosh, this is like so perfect and such a great thing to be happening in Orange County right now.
Right. Yes.
So anyway, the website is www.newentrepreneurs.com. The next meeting for the new entrepreneurs will be Tuesday, July
11th
at the clubhouse, and people can get information about that at the website. And we still have about 10 minutes or so, Renee, so I'd like to switch over a little bit and talk to you about your work as an animal whisperer. What does that mean, that you are an animal whisperer?
Well, basically it means that I speak with animals, and I have a little tagline that I like to use, and that is that I help to bridge the gap of communication between animals and their people.
Mm.
You know, we all have connections. Those of us who have animals in our homes or in our lives somehow, we have very special connections with each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has their very own personality, as all people have their own personalities.
Right. Oh, yes.
I don't think
anybody who has a pet that they love would argue with that. They would say, I mean, if you have two cats or if you have five cats, every cat has a different personality. Every dog has a different personality. I even had guinea pigs. I had three guinea pigs. I love guinea pigs. And they all had different personalities. I mean, even just a little guinea pig, they have different personalities.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Even turtles and, you know, bearded dragons and everything. They all do.
Yes, actually, there's some bearded, might be some bearded dragons around here.
No.
Actually, one of the guys here in the office has some reptiles that are quite fascinating. I was reading a little bit in your bio here. Can I just read a little bit of this for people so that they get a little sense of who you are? And again, this is Tani Tenuvial here at KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, speaking with Renee McDuffie, Animal Whisperer. And she's also Renee is also a contributing author to Inspiration to Realization, Volume 2, a book which is a very inspirational book. And she has been speaking with animals all her life. Since discovering this gift at a very young age, she assists in reaching the heart of the issue through the heart. This reveals fascinating truths and allows for deeper and animal-person relationships. Renee brings new light to animal communicating through deep compassion and open hearts communication. Deepening the bond and discovering the purpose behind the union between person and animal companion is the mission that feeds her work. Learning such things as whether to euthanize or not, go with the husband or the wife in a divorce situation, addressing behavioral issues or changes, investigating health issues the vets cannot solve, and finding closure and peace with deceased pets are among the top reasons people enroll Renee's services. And you know, Renee, it's very interesting because Lee Anthony, a man who I love, who keeps my hair looking wonderful, has three little Scotty dogs. And one of them recently, you know, they're very old, and one of them recently had to go. And he actually, I actually thought maybe he had talked to you, but he actually talked to another person who works with pets to find out whether Mac wanted to, you know, what he wanted to do, whether he needed to have this additional surgery or not. And it's really interesting because Mac actually told him that no, he wanted, there were certain things that he wanted to do and that he was going to be gone in 15 days. And I kid you not, Lee made him as comfortable as possible, spent extra special time with Mac, and on the 15th day, Mac left. He passed away. And
yeah.
And it was like he knew that. And he told the animal person. It was incredible. And it was really helpful for Lee to be able to release his little dog that he loved so much and was trying to figure out, you know, because sometimes I think we do with our pets just like we do, you know, with people, and that is we, you know, try to get them to do every kind of surgery and this and that, you know, to try to keep them on the planet because we can't bear to be parted with them. And a lot of times it ends up, you know, resulting in a lot of pain and anguish for them when they would really probably rather fly away to the next plane.
Right. And, you know, it does generate a tremendous amount of peace for the people within.
Mm-hmm.
When they have the opportunity to ask their pet, what is it that you want? Do you want your life extended with the surgery, or would you rather just go on your own? Do you want me to assist with that? So people know Yeah. They know they're doing the right thing. You know, we would ask our human family and friends what they want.
Right.
And so why not ask the animals? Because I get people calling me even after the animals are deceased, wanting to know, did I do the right thing?
Mm.
Some people don't have the finances for the surgery.
Right.
You know, and they feel such tremendous guilt about, gosh, I wish I, you know, could have just borrowed it or charged it up on my credit card or whatever to have saved his life. And well, you know, maybe he didn't want to be saved. Maybe he wanted to go.
Right.
And you know, it happens that way.
Yeah, and I think it behooves us also to remember that animals are not the same type. They have personalities, and I believe they're soulish creatures, but they don't have the same way of being in the world that we do, in the sense that they're not sitting around fearing and fretting about death and wondering if they're, you know, wonder where they're going to go to after they die. You know, birth and death is a natural phenomenon for them, you know. So, you know, for animals, it's not as though they're worrying about it or afraid of it, you know, which
right.
I think, though, that we sometimes project our fear or our worry about that onto our animals. And in cases, especially where they're in a great deal of pain, we're simply prolonging their physical suffering.
Right.
Yeah. So, and it was very, because I'm kind of curious about this, you know, the idea that animals speak back to you. And it was funny because there were actually several women in the New Entrepreneurs meeting who stood up and acknowledged you for having worked with their pets that they were having big problems with. And now their pets aren't having those problems anymore. So, I mean, so how is this that you actually, do you sit down with the animals? Do you just get if it's a dog, does he bark? Or do you just kind of get a sense of what he's you know, needing? I'm very intrigued by this.
It's a very good question, actually. Telepathy is the main skill that I use.
Mm.
There's kind of a list of other skills that go with it, but telepathy is the main one.
Okay.
And I do reserve it only for the animals, so don't worry that I'm thinking your thoughts. and I do it via the phone. I know there are some who do what I do. They want to be in the animal's presence, or they need that, or whatever, but I have clients all across the country, and even in other countries.
Oh, wow.
Right, so I can be on the phone, and I'm speaking with the person, and, you know, each person has their connection with their animal,
yes.
And I'm developing a connection with the person as I'm speaking with them.
Wow.
So while we're speaking, I'm reaching out to their animal with a little feeler, and then the animal is saying, mom or dad is talking about me. Who are they talking to?
Uh-huh.
And they'll put out a little feeler to me. Our feelers will will match up somewhere along the way. And I'll say, okay, just sit aside for a minute. You know, we'll get to you in just a second. And then when it's appropriate, we'll bring them into the conversation too.
And, I mean, you've been doing this for quite a few years, right? You must have wonderful stories of not only of just improved relationships, but I would think is that one of your greatest joys, though, in situations where, you know, it's not where the animal is going to be dying or whatever, but just where the relationship is enhanced?
Absolutely. In every single case, the relationship is enhanced, regardless of euthanasia, whether euthanasia is the end or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, a common reason why people will call me is if they're having behavioral issues with their animal.
Mm-hmm.
If they begin to do something they didn't used to, or they know they're not supposed to do, or they stop doing something they know they're supposed to do, like, for example, using a litter box or something of that nature.
Right.
You know, that's a really big signal. The animal's saying, hey, I have something to say here.
Wow.
So we go into conversation, find out what's going on here, also with the health issues.
Right.
And yes, actually, I have a very touching story that you might really enjoy. A woman called, and let me know if I'm running up out of time.
Oh, no, we've got about another 5 minutes, so we're
okay.
Doing great.
Great.
I'd love to hear it.
A woman called because her dog was suffering from severe allergy symptoms. This is how I assist with health issues. I do not diagnose,
mm-hmm.
and I only will help with the health issues if you've been to the vet and the vet has exhausted their resources, and maybe you've even been to multiple vets.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case with this woman, her dog was suffering from severe allergy symptoms. I mean, this dog hardly had any fur left on her body.
Oh.
I had a conversation with the dog where she revealed that she was suffering the loss of the woman's husband who had passed 5 years prior.
Oh.
Well, the woman said, well, gosh, you know, I've still been suffering with that myself, and I'm still grieving very, very much, and I'm also very, very careful to protect the dog, and I always do it outside of the house, or I go into the bathroom and run the shower or whatever, so that she can't hear me, because she sat on his pillow for weeks and cried, and took me, you know, all I had to get her to eat and to go outside and actually be a dog again.
Aww.
So she said, I've been protecting her from my emotions. I don't want to affect her that way. And I said, well, let's see what happens if the two of you get together. So start sharing your emotions in front of her. You know, grief has so many different layers to it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's sadness, if it's sorrow, if it's anger or what have you, or if it's just plain doggone and I miss him, you know, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Speak that to her. Speak that to the dog. Say it out loud. Sit down and cry next to her. It's okay. She called me a short time later, and she says, I cannot believe this. She says, I've done nothing else differently, and her symptoms are beginning to improve already.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
And before we knew it, the dog was back to her normal, bouncy, healthy, full-coated self again.
See, the dog just needed to be able to share the grief and let them work through it together.
Share the grief, yes.
Because the thing they were grieving over was something that they loved together.
Exactly. And it is a shared experience. So why do it in the closet? Why do it with the shower running?
Yeah.
You know, do it together. It is a joint thing because you're both suffering. Why not get together?
Renee, I want to just ask, again, this is Tani Chinoviel on 88.9 FM KUCI, speaking with Renee McDuffie, Animal Whisperer. Renee, is there contact information if someone would like to have, you know, talk to you about coming and talking to their animal? Is there either a phone number or can I give out your email address here?
You know, I actually, my website is being redeveloped. I'm very, very excited about that being redeveloped. So at the time, I'm going to use my phone number,
okay,
which
great.
Is 714-756-2033.
Again, it's 714-756.
Right. 2033.
And if anyone for some reason misses that, they can always email me at whatwouldarwindo@yahoo.com. Again, it's whatwouldarwindo@yahoo.com, and I will pass that information along to them. Renee, I wanted to mention also because you did mention that you work with animals for animal rights issues and rescue issues down in South Orange County. But I also want to let people know because there's this just this wonderful article that's on this website called Pet Purpose, and it's www.petpurpose.com. And there's an article that you wrote on there called Manta Ray about an experience that you had with a manta ray that was caught in some fishing lines that you were able to rescue. This manta ray actually let you cut it loose. Could you just talk a little bit about that? And the full story for people who would love to, and I would encourage anyone. I mean, I could hardly, you know, keep from bursting into tears because being an ocean elf, I love all things of the sea. And so I was just so touched by this story of your experience with this manta ray. Could you just talk a little bit about that?
You know, actually, I, too, am an ocean baby. I call myself an ocean baby from way back when. I would, you know, anything ocean-related, I'm there. And actually, that story was sent to me by someone who knows that about me. That was not my own personal experience. I submitted that to that website, petpurpose.com, and I did submit a couple of other articles that I wrote from my personal experience. But that was not my own personal experience. And I do not know who the actual author is, or who the person is that actually experienced it. I wish I knew.
But
to have put their name and information on there, but I don't know who that was.
Oh, wow.
And wasn't that beautiful? That was just a beautiful story.
Well, even, yeah, I mean, it is just, I mean, because it talks about how, you know, an animals, you know, and I believe this is too, animals, even down to a manta ray, can sense whether they should be fearful and try to fight and flee and, you know, but here they had already been caught in fishing lines. So they were rather in distress, and a human being comes along, which they would normally never allow to get close to them and touch them, especially when they're already in pain and, you know, and tangled up. But they actually allowed this person, I guess it was, whether it was a woman or whatever, to work, you know, cut the lines and cut this manta ray loose. And then the manta ray comes back and touches this diver, touches it with his ray, almost like caresses her forehead.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, because at first it, you know, when it got loose, it sped off. But then
right.
She was, you know, kind of, you know, swimming away, and it came back as if to say thank you. I mean, it's just wonderful.
Isn't it? I know. And you know what? That really does speak about our animals, about all animals, whether they're domestic or wild, it does not matter. They know our hearts.
Yes. Oh,
truly
do.
And no matter what, if you've got a smile on your face, and you've got sorrow in your heart, that animal knows. You cannot fool the animals.
I know, and it's so funny. I really do believe that that's true, because it's so funny, too, because a couple of weeks ago, I was down at this beach at Corona Del Mar, at this one little private beach, and I was down there, and I was kind of dancing on the shore because there wasn't anybody around, and this woman came out, and this little dog came running up and just ran up and looked at me and was shaking, you know, wiggling his tail, and I said, hello, little dog, and, you know, and I bent down, I patted on the head, and finally, the woman walks up. She goes, that is amazing. She said, this dog will not, never, ever goes up to strangers. Every time she sees anyone, all she does is bark and bark and bark and would never let a stranger touch her. You must be a nice person. And I said, well, I don't know, but I hope I am. But it was just odd. And I think it was just that the dog, you know, saw me, an elf on the shoreline, thinking, oh, there's a safe personage, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely identified with your heart and identified with your, you know, your love of nature. I mean, sure, absolutely. That's, how perfect is that? Dancing at the beach, you know?
But, you know, and I think we can all do that. And I think a lot of times, too, if we would do whatever it is that we need to do sometimes to kind of get over our fear of animals or birds or lizards or whatever, then we actually can be present in the world in a way that allows them to come into our space. I mean, I think many people have gone up to the mountains and sat down in a little tree trunk or something and had a squirrel come by and get kind of close. And there's just something so precious about being out in nature, and the fact even that a bird will come close to you or a squirrel will come close to you. I mean, and I don't know anyone who, you know, that type of thing doesn't happen with, and they aren't actually truly touched that some animal in the wild comes close to them. You know, it's wonderful.
Right. I actually had that experience with a bee the other day. I was sitting out on a patio dining, you know, patio in a restaurant dining area. And I was, you know, enjoying my meal with my friends and whatnot, and people were around, and this bee came along and just kind of hovered around, made little circles in front of my face, and people going, ah, bee, a bee, you know, and I was just smiling, you know, and I was reading the menu and sipping the water, and the bee got a little closer to my face than I was comfortable with, and I said, okay, just back off a little bit. You're more than welcome to remain, but just, you know, and I just kind of moved my hand in a very gentle, sweeping motion, and it did. It backed off a little bit and kind of hung around for a little bit and took off. It was very fun.
That's wonderful. You know, it's so funny, too, because people laugh sometimes about my life as enough, but you know what? It has been a transforming experience for me, and one of the first things as I was experiencing being in the world as an elf, and I have always been terrified of dragonflies since I was a child, and I went to this picnic, this little concert thing over at Concordia one day, and we go out on the green, we set our chairs down, and all of a sudden, dragonflies were everywhere. And my immediate impulse was to get up and run, because when I was a little kid, I used to think that they chased me home, and I would run in, and the screen door would slam, and I'd see them out in the yard, and I think they're waiting for me to come out, and I've always been terrified of them. And so I was sitting there, and these dragonflies were there, and I thought, I have to get out of here. And then I thought, wait, elves are not afraid of dragonflies. Elves would not be afraid of dragonflies. And so I thought, you know what? I'm in the world as an elf now. I'm just going to sit here and be here. I'm going to look at these dragonflies that are hovering right by me and just see if I can now be in the world in a new way and feel safe with dragonflies. And I am not kidding. It was completely transforming. I now am not afraid of dragonflies. They are so beautiful. They were landing on the picnic basket. They were hovering right near me. I get to actually look at them and appreciate their colors glistening in the sun. And I am now no longer afraid of dragonflies that I was once terrified of, just because I took the time to just have a new experience of them and to be with them, realizing that, because dragonflies don't bite people, they don't hurt anyone.
No.
You know? And so, yeah, so we can do that with all kinds of animals.
That's right, we can.
Renee, thank you so much. Again, my guest today has been Renee McDuffie, the Animal Whisperer and the director of the New Entrepreneurs Orange County Chapter of Network for Empowering Women Entrepreneurs. That website is www.newentrepreneurs.com. Renee, could you give your phone number one more time in case people would like to talk to you about your work as an animal whisperer?
Absolutely. 714-756-2033. 714-756-2033. You can contact me regarding New or my work as an animal whisperer. Also, you can also contact me through the New Entrepreneurs website.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Let me say to you, Alen Salalumen Amentielvo, that's Elvish for A Star Shines on the Hour of Our Meeting. Please have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for being here today.
Tani, thank you so much for having me on. It has been truly a delight being with you.
Well, I hope to talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
I do as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And this wraps up today's edition of What Would Arwen Do? This is 88.9 FM KUCI, broadcasting from the University of California in Irvine and streaming live on the internet all over the globe at www.kuci.org.